AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Tuesday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. I want to read to you from Psalm 122. It's a psalm of ascents. It's a psalm that they would sing when they were ascending up to Jerusalem. It's a psalm of David. He said, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.' Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For their thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." Let me ask you, have you prayed today for the peace of Jerusalem? If not, it's not too late. We need to be praying for Jerusalem and for Israel every day, as the Lord commands us in Scripture to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And as you know, Jerusalem is in a war with Iran, and Iran keeps firing missiles at them, and we are praying for a swift end to this conflict. Israel just got through with a war with Hamas in Gaza, and so we pray for them, and we want to talk today to my favorite Israeli guide, Pilar Blanco Pina. She was my guide the last time I was in Israel, and we became wonderful friends. And so she is on the program today to tell us what life is like in Israel and give us an insider's view of what is going on for them. So Pilar, thank you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I love to see you.
You're so sweet. Okay, so this has been going on since, what are we into, the
February 28th.
Okay. Let me just start off with this question, Pilar. You were for this or against this?
Totally for.
Totally for it. Okay.
Totally
needed,
for.
Needed to be done.
Yes.
Okay. Did you see?
Unfortunately, people don't understand what the world is dealing with.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, the Western mentality, the Occident, the West, is used to deals. Okay, this is a good, the bad guy, but if we offer him this money and this and everything is going to be okay. No, we are not dealing with that kind of crazy people. We are dealing with a branch of the Shiite that believe that Allah has chosen them to bring about the Mahdi, the Muslim Messiah.
Right.
At the moment they believe that Allah has chosen them, you can talk to them as much as you want. Witkoff, Trump, everybody can talk to them. It's not going to help because they don't answer to Trump or Macron. They answer to Allah. And that is what the West does not understand. Now, the Mahdi will come when there is blood, killings, destructions, wars. And that is what they are doing. The thing that is even worse, and this is something that because of the politically correct people that know don't say, if you allow me to say it, because this is a terrible danger. They believe, and that to us is stupid or silly, doesn't mean that for them is silly, because mm-hmm. that is what they believe. They believe that when they bring about the Mahdi, the Muslim Messiah, mm-hmm. Jesus is coming too.
Yes.
Okay? And they believe that Jesus is going to tell the Muslim Messiah, you are the real one, not me. Mm. And they believe that Jesus is going to help the Muslim Messiah to finish off the infidels. Mm. Now, he's sick, he's crazy, but the problem is that they believe it. Mm-hmm. And they are working for that end. That yeah. is the problem.
Okay, so Pilar, that's the same mindset that Hamas has?
Completely.
Okay, so Iran and Hamas.
Hamas. Imagine, how do you say this? How do you call this animal that has so many
octopus.
Legs?
Yeah, octopus. Yeah.
So Iran is the head of the octopus, and all these groups are the tentacles.
Okay.
They are the same.
What,
they are totally the same.
Pilar, what is the status of the war with Hamas? Are they still attacking, or is that stopped?
Sure. They are taking advantage of what is happening with Iran, and they are rearming. We knew this was going to happen. Trump should not have stopped us from finishing them off. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. Okay? Yeah. And you know I like Trump, but right. he made a mistake. He shouldn't have stopped us back then to finish off Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't. Because a victory that is not, a war that does not end in total victory is a war that is bound to continue. And this yes. is what is happening today. So we are doing our part, because October 7 changed the whole thing for us.
Yes.
We don't care anymore if the people like us or not. We prefer to be alive and that you hate us, not dead, and you say, oh, poor little things. Mm-hmm. So that has changed. And the thing is that in every war, the people are behind 100% the government and the army. Right now, if you go to the street and you ask any Israeli, you know what they will tell you? Mm-hmm. They will tell you, we are ready to go to the bunkers for as long as is needed, mm-hmm. as long as the people of Persia are liberated from the Ayatollahs. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any other people, except for us, that are ready to do that.
Yeah.
Because we understand the neighborhood. We understand that the total defeat of the Ayatollahs and the change of regime is going to be the beginning of a new era of productivity, business, mm-hmm. quiet, peace. The big shock for them is the Gulf countries. They yes. never thought that they were going to be attacked. I'm telling you, Iran is bombing them right and left, mm-hmm. and they are doing nothing, and nobody's doing nothing, and everybody's like, no, 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 don't do that, that is not nice. They don't care, and people still don't get it.
Yeah. Well, Pilar, what is life like for the people in Israel right now? You're going to the bunkers maybe several times a night?
And the day too. Tonight, last night was not very nice. It was very heavy. We had to go to the bunkers a number of nights, at times during the night, starting at 1 o'clock in the morning. But you know, we do it. And if they think that they are breaking us, they are not. I mean, we go to the bunker and we see the neighbors and we joke and. You know, because for instance, yesterday was a very quiet day. So 1 o'clock in the morning, this morning, we got the sirens and the missiles. So we were in the bunker and we were like, okay, we were thinking What happens, Iran? You don't remember us anymore? You were very quiet with us today. So we joke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I feel offended. Today you didn't send any missile. What's going on with you? So they are not breaking us. People listen mostly to the rules from the center command. Mm-hmm. And everybody's connected to the army in the with their phones. So the army just goes into your phone and gives you the tells you that there is going to be a missile coming in our area in a few minutes. And then when the missile is actually coming, the sirens of the phone go off. The phone starts with lights and noises and, you know. So we have the time to go into the bunker. Of course, as I said, sometimes it's not the, we cannot stop them. And last Friday, I don't know if you heard about that, but a missile, part of a missile, not a missile, part of a missile fell in the parking lot in the Jewish quarter. Mm. Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that. Did now, anyone get hurt?
You remember? No. No, okay. That is what I mean. Like today we had a hit in center Tel Aviv and only six people got wounded and didn't even need to be in the hospital. So those are miracles if you think about it.
Yeah.
Are miracles.
Pilar, are the children going to school right now?
No. No. Okay. Today, they actually begin the holiday for Passover, because Passover is already the next week, which is going to be difficult because they always attack us more during our high holidays.
Right.
Because that is what they do. And no, the children are not going. But... Again, we understand what is happening and why it's happening. And except for a few leftists, that you have them everywhere in the world, also here in Israel, that they want to stop the war now. I mean, you have to be some kind of silly person to say that, especially when you know what we are dealing with.
Yeah, for sure. How is Donald Trump viewed in Israel, Pilar?
How is Donald Trump you in Israel? We love him. We think it took a lot of courage to do what he did. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that he has realized, I think, we appreciate that he has realized that the real ally America has is Israel. We could have told him, listen, the European countries, NATO, is not going to do anything because they are a bunch of sissies.
Yeah, cowards.
And cowards, or totally cowards. And we could have told him that, but it's good that he has seen it by himself. Right now, the thing, and I don't have to tell you, the thing is that he knows what he's doing. And sometimes we don't understand what he's doing. So you have to look at the whole picture and just wait and hope. Like now he's talking with Iran. It's a mistake. Maybe it's not a mistake because the Marines, the thousands of Marines are on their way here to the Strait of Hormuz. So he knows, and if he doesn't know, tell him, please. But he knows that there is not going to be any peace treaty or whatever with Iran.
Right.
Iran cannot do it. They cannot lose face to the rest of the Shiites in the world.
Yes.
And whatever they say, it's worthless.
Yes.
Because they use the taqiyya, which in Islam is that you are allowed to lie to the infidel. In that way,
right,
you achieve your goals.
And yeah. We're talking to my favorite Israeli tour guide, Pilar Blanco Pina. She is there in Israel, and we're getting a firsthand view of what life is like for the Israelis. Listen, the Lord commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to do that for them. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here on American Family Radio.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. I'm talking to my friend Pilar Blanco Pina. She's a tour guide in Israel. She was my tour guide the last time I was there. And she's giving us a bird's eye view of what's going on in Israel. It is into week four of the military conflict between Israel and the United States with Iran against Iran. Iran is being destroyed, I think that's safe to say, but the war is still going on. They're lashing out. From all I can tell, Pilar, Iran's just lashing out at anyone and everyone. They're talking, you know, they're aiming at civilians. I mean, they don't care who they kill. They just want to cause destruction. As I've said before on the program, the unwritten motto of that regime and Hamas, as you said, it's an octopus, Iran's the head, and all the others are tentacles. But we love death as much as you love life. Impossible to negotiate with anyone who has that as their underlying principle of life. We love death as much as you love life. I mean, you can't negotiate with people that say, well, you have to die. That's the only bargaining chip we're bringing to the table. So let me ask you this, because anti-Semitism is obviously on the rise around the world. In the United States, you have Tucker Carlson, who recently sat down with Secretary of State Mike Huckabee and the ambassador to Israel, I'm sorry, Mike Huckabee, our good friend, your friend, my friend, and you watched that whole exchange. Give me, from the perspective of an Israeli citizen, how did you view that back and forth between Huckabee and Carlson?
Okay, so today you have Tucker and Candace Owens and Kelly, that they have they have gone to the dark side. I mean, they have chosen, as Prophet Isaiah said, the people who sat in darkness. So they have chosen to go to the darkness. And the problem is that they influence a lot of people that don't know and don't understand. With Mike Huckabee, I mean, we love him. Mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee is not just the ambassador, okay? Mm-hmm. He's home. This is his home. He feels home. This is his home. And everybody loves him, and everybody is like, Mike, you're the man, we love him. I was telling you, I don't know if you heard this, but he has recently was made honorary citizen of Samaria.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He loves Samaria. He believes in building in Samaria and in Judea. He wants to buy a house in Efrat. I mean, the guy lives the Bible 100%. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Tucker doesn't have the brains or the intelligence of Mike, not even by mistake. So he was trying to put words in his mouth, mm-hmm. and he didn't manage. So Mike Huckabee put him in his place a good number of times. And I love that he was very calm He was very relaxed because yes. he knows that he is speaking the truth.
Right.
He's not intent on doing propaganda. He is speaking the truth. And the other guy is just trying to create hatred for Israel and the Jewish people.
Now, Pilar, I don't know if you saw this. He was, he's been on the X platform saying that he was talking to Piers Morgan. And he was saying how Franklin Graham had written a letter. You saw that? Written a letter to Trump saying...
No, because I can't stand Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is another anti-Semite. I mean, the guy is just poison.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was saying that Franklin Graham had told President Trump that don't listen to Tucker Carlson, don't talk to him anymore, he's an anti-Semite. And then Tucker took issue with that and saying, how dare he call me an anti-Semite, I'm not an anti-Semite.
Because you are. Yes, he is.
So from a Jewish perspective, you would say he's an anti-Semite.
Completely.
Yes.
Completely. Everything he does is to try to harm Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. From the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep, the only thing they do is hate Israel. And I always say to the likes of Tucker and the rest, how unhappy your life is, how miserable your life is, that from the moment you wake up, the first thing you see is that Israel still is here. And the Jewish people, we are still here.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And how miserable your life is, that in order to get a little bit of attention, you have to go to the old libel of blood and anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate Israel and the Jewish people so much, don't boycott our tomatoes in the supermarket. That is easy. Make a list of all the things throughout modern history that have been created by Jews or in Israel and stop using them.
Mm-hmm.
And happily go back to the Stone Age.
All right, let me ask you this, Pilar. How, you're a tour guide. Tours were increasing before, when the war with Hamas started to, I mean, there was this thin layer of ceasefire and peace. Then tours began to pick up again. I know Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Association, he was supposed to go just a few days before the war broke out with Iran. But your business was picking up, and now there are no tours, right?
Me personally, I had for this year about 8-10 groups. I don't know what is going to be for the rest of the year. My next group is in June with mm-hmm. a beautiful friend, a pastor from Tennessee. He's a fantastic family I love to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm booking for next year. Mm-hmm. We really don't know what is going to be for the rest of the year. Honestly, I'd rather stay home for the rest of the year if that means that the job is finished,
mm-hmm.
the Ayatollahs go, and the Persians can take back their country.
Yes.
I don't know how much you have seen this in America, but Iranians in Europe, also in America, but in Europe, you see them chanting and dancing and saying yes. thank you to Trump and thank you to Bibi and blessing Israel and blessing America.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell Trump, don't let them down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. But as you said,
we are not talking about.
Yeah, Pilar, as you said, I think one of the flaws that often comes, from America dealing with these religious fanatics in Islam is they don't realize that there is no negotiation with them. All they understand is force. You know, mm-hmm. you have to cut their head off, so to speak, to get a new regime in there. Let me ask you this, because you're right there with Jordan. What is Jordan's position on the war with Israel?
Jordan is quiet.
Are they?
Egypt is quiet.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that they agree, but they are scared to death because they have seen how Iran is bombing Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Qatar, everybody. Mm-hmm. Even Qatar. Qatar, and I'm sorry, but Qatar is today the number one sponsor of terrorism in American streets and universities. Mm. If people really went where the money is, the money comes from Qatar. All these universities in America, also in Europe, but especially in America, all these protests and everything else, the sponsor, the one that gives the money, is Qatar. Mm. Unfortunately, the American administration doesn't see that for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But that is the reality. And the problem is not the money that they are giving today, but the brainwashing that they are doing to your children and grandchildren, and what is going to, and how that is going to affect America, mm-hmm. not this generation, but the next generation. Yeah. That is what people should worry about. Don't look what is going to be this week. Look in the long term.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, let me ask you this, because we've been hearing different things concerning how Christians are viewed in Israel. The average Israeli is obviously not a believer in Jesus. So mm-hmm. how does a Jewish person, a non-believer in Jesus, how do they view Christians?
Fantastic.
So they're not against us.
I don't know what you heard.
Well, I've heard what? That they were trying to make it a crime in Israel for Christians sharing their faith.
Okay. Look, people here don't want proselytism. Mm-hmm. But I don't want proselytism in my streets, to hating the Christians, there is a big stretch. It's mm-hmm. not true. I mean, how can you hate Christians if in the army, in the police, we have Christians? Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. In the government, we have Christians. But there is a big difference between proselytism. Doing proselytism, trying to convince people to follow Jesus. And this misunderstanding comes because Christians in America don't fully understand Christians in Europe.
Okay.
I'll explain. In America, until now, you have been like in a bubble, protected. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You were Christians, you do your things, and everything is fine. Now you are starting to be persecuted. Mm-hmm. But in Europe, Christians have been killing Jews for 2,000 years in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I need you to think about that. So the normal, regular person in the streets in Israel don't want to listen about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because for the people here, many of them still from the descendants of the survivors of the Holocaust. My children are a third generation Holocaust, mm-hmm. are considered. Jesus is the person because of whom Jews have been killed in Europe for 2,000 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, don't just throw the ball, boom. The Christians are hated in Israel. No, they are not. Mm-hmm. We just, people in the streets in Israel just want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Not by force.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Isaiah, not by force, but by the grace of God.
So, Pilar, how are the Messianic Jews viewed in Israel?
Fine. Always there is going to be someone that doesn't like them. But we have Messianic Jews in the army.
Mm-hmm.
We have Messianic Jews in the police force. And they are totally part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I read in the paper something that really liked. There was a few months ago, there was this rabbi in the Western Wall, and he was blessing soldiers. So comes this soldier and says to the rabbi, "Rabbi, I am a Christian. Do I get a blessing?" You know what the rabbi said? And it was an ultra-Orthodox rabbi. And the rabbi said, "A Christian defending the Jewish land deserves a double blessing."
Mm.
So no, don't listen to what they tell you. It's not true. It's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that don't want to be bombarded with Jesus. And that is their right.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that what the people see in here has been the cause why we have been killed in Europe for 2,000 years. And that is something that historically nobody can deny.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're talking to my favorite tour guide, Pilar Blanco Pina, and she is there in Israel explaining to us what life is like as we're into week 4 of the war between Israel, the USA, and Iran. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question for Pilar, a comment, we would love to hear from you. So give us a call and let's talk.
This June marks 3 years since the overturn of Roe. But did you know that since then, the number of abortions has surged to a 10-year high? Preborn Network clinics continue to support women facing unplanned pregnancies, showering them with God's love and providing free ultrasounds. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound. That's when everything changed. When I saw my baby and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
$28 sponsors one ultrasound and $140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation also helps to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here talking to Pilar Blanco Pina. She's a tour guide in Israel. She's from the tribe of Judah, and she loves the Lord and is a wonderful, wonderful tour guide. And she loves America. She loves President Trump and former Governor Mike Huckabee, now the ambassador to Israel. And she's been giving us a firsthand view of what life is like in week 4 of this war with Iran. Iran is the head of the snake, so to speak, the head of the octopus, and it needs to be eradicated. But we are going to the phone lines, as we like to do in this last segment, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question for Pilar, a comment, we would love to hear from you. And so give us a call and let's talk. And we have Dennis on the line from Missouri. Dennis, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Shreve.
Good morning.
I love you and your program and love your family. You're
Thank
good.
You.
Just your program is just so good, and your preaching I love so much.
Thank you.
I've been to Israel numerous times. When I was in the military, we used to pull into Haifa. I was on a ship in the Mediterranean fleet, and we went to Haifa regularly. And I believe and love the Jewish people. And if I could go and help them in any way, if I could go over there and help them, I would. But unfortunately, I can't, but I love the Jewish people, and God bless and keep them and protect them.
Amen. Amen. Well, lots of supporters, regardless of what the media tells you, Pilar, lots of supporters.
The media, they're all messed up anyway.
Yes. Randy, I'm not getting any audio from Pilar.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What were you saying?
I was saying thank you to this gentleman in Missouri. It touched my heart. For a while, I was the guide of the U.S. Marines here in Israel.
Mm.
So I have a heart for the boys.
Yeah.
Because your boys and our boys are doing a tremendously difficult job, and
yes,
not everybody realizes and appreciates them. We appreciate them.
Amen.
We appreciate them.
Thank you, Pilar. Okay, I appreciate that, Dennis. Thanks for calling in. We have Scott on the line from Mississippi. Scott, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. Very convicting and encouraging at the same time, Pastor Jeff. I'm so appreciative of Miss Pilar being on with you today. We just had a group from our church come back, and they had to get back through Egypt to get back home. And you can be sure they had some really real stories to tell. I think they wound up going to Jabal Sheikh, whatever the resort town is. That's where they stayed before they could catch a plane home from. But they did make the tour, and it was fantastic. And it was probably even more energizing than it would have been had there not been all the difficulties. And listening to Pilar, Miss Pilar, a while ago, my heart goes out in saying when she said that Christians are not encouraged to share their faith. That's the heart and soul of a Christian, is to share the love of Jesus, and that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by Him. Mm-hmm. I also would like to know how the Jews interpret, and you probably know this pretty well too, Pastor Jeff, the writings of Prophet Isaiah, when he refers in the four different chapters about the suffering servant. Mm-hmm. Who do they attribute that to, reflect on, and how can we share that love with them in a real way, other than just going through the motions of a trip, knowing that we'll never read the Bible from cover to cover the same again when we make a trip like that?
Yeah, very good. Okay, so Pilar, how do the rabbis look at Isaiah 53?
I am not going to get into that.
Okay. All right.
Because it takes
too long.
And I understand what he says, and I appreciate what he says, but the same way that I appreciate what he says about Christians having to share, I would like some of these people to give us the same respect.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to change for people when the spirit is ready to be changed.
Right.
So yeah. Respect. We would like also to have that respect.
Right.
Okay,
well,
because sometimes comes very aggressive.
Right.
From my experience.
Yeah, and that goes with anybody that's an unbeliever. You can't cram it down their throat. If they're not open to it, don't be, you know.
People believe in God tremendously in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That people don't follow Jesus doesn't mean that people don't follow God or that people don't believe in God. You should see some of the people in the news that they pray as we are doing the programs, as they are doing the news, the programs. And even yesterday, Bibi was talking about something and all of a sudden he went into the Bible and talk about Isaiah. So don't think that because Jesus is not in the life of the Israelis, Israelis don't believe in God. It's a total mistake. People believe in God, big deal in this country.
Yeah.
And we pray and we believe and we give thanks and we understand what he's doing. We just don't want religion being put down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is not the way to do it.
Yeah.
As I said, not by force, but by the grace of God.
Right. Very good. Well, I appreciate that call. We have Victoria on the line from Arkansas. Victoria, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I heard her make a comment about Christians have been killing Jews for the last 2,000 years. And I guess my question is, you know, true Christians, true Christianity hasn't persecuted the Jewish people.
Right.
People coming in the name of Christianity has, like the Nazis, you know, they used Christianity as a mask to persecute, but it was Nazi ideology that killed the Jews. So how do we get the Jewish people in Israel to know and realize that true Christianity, the true chief teachings of Jesus Christ that are not violent, how do we get them to understand true Christianity if they already have this idea of who Christians are?
Yeah, great question,
because
Victoria.
Because it makes me sad, you know? It's not true.
Right, I totally agree.
It's not correct. We do not believe that all Christians are like that. I just was trying to explain that the Christians in America are not like the Christians in Europe.
Right.
Okay? Are not. You are not. Christians in Europe usually don't read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have the same understanding and attachment.
Mm-hmm.
In America, you do. So I was trying to say that I'm not talking about the Christians in America. We know who you are. We know that you are the best friends we have. Mm-hmm. We know that, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have no problem saying it. As a matter of fact, we say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about what happens in Europe for 2,000 years.
Right.
And that, again, that is history that unfortunately cannot be changed. I mean, part of my family was burned during the Spanish Inquisition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Right.
So I know Jesus is not the one doing that. Mm-hmm. It's people using his name.
Yes.
I understand that. But at the same time, to the regular Israeli in the street, it has a bad connotation.
Sure.
And what a pity that people don't understand that. It has nothing to do with you. You are American Christians, very different to the European Christians.
Right. Yeah.
Very different. I grew up in Europe. I grew up in Spain. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I grew up there.
Yeah. Well, Victoria, we would probably say, you know, Christian in name only is are the people that persecuted the Jews. True Christians love the Jews, and we want to see the Jews come to Christ. We do because we want to see the whole world come to Christ. We have a desire for that. And so such a contrast to Islam, who wants to kill the Jews, we want to love the Jews and see the Jews come to Jesus. So I appreciate the phone call, Victoria. Thank you. That's a good question. We have Tim on the line from North Carolina. Tim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Shree. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was having trouble. Okay. I'm really enjoying this program today. I'm so glad I tuned in. I enjoyed listening to Ms. Pena, I think is right. So I just need some clarification on something that was said early in the program about how the Muslims viewed, like, I guess their Messiah that would come. I didn't catch the name, but it began with an M. And also how somehow the Jewish Messiah is that the Jews don't believe, you know, Jesus has come. Some don't. And how that's going to work together in some capacity, in some way. Did I hear that wrong, or is that something that did come out today?
Yeah, good question, Tim. Okay, so Pilar, explain that again about the Mahdi coming and how Iran thinks that bloodshed will bring him about his coming.
Okay, the Islam is also expecting the Muslim Messiah. The Muslim Messiah, the name is the Mahdi. M-A-D. Yep. M-A-D-J-I. The Mahdi.
Okay.
Now, within Islam, you have the Shiite and you have the Sunnis and you have other branches.
Mm-hmm.
The Shiite, that are the guys, the Ayatollahs in mm-hmm. Iran.
Right.
They follow, you say eschatology?
Eschatology.
Yeah. For in their eschatology, they believe, this is believed in throughout Islam, that the Mahdi will come only when there is wars, killings, destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, within this eschatology, you have the Ayatollahs, which are the more radical. And the Ayatollahs believe that Allah has chosen them to bring about the Muslim Messiah, the Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
So, why do they hate America? Why do they hate Israel the way they do? Mm-hmm. Why not Europe?
Right.
Europe, they realize that Europe are nothing. Europe have been conquered just like that without a single, conflict, nothing. They are going happily committing suicide and letting all these people in. America is a problem for the Ayatollahs because you have faith. You have ethics, mm-hmm. you have morals.
Yeah, principles.
Mm-hmm. You have principles. They hate us because we have the same
mm-hmm.
morals and principles.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, you and I are a danger because we can disrupt their program.
Right.
This is why they hate us, because what we have is a danger for them.
Yes.
So they believe that when the Muslim magic comes, Jesus is coming as well
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And that Jesus is going to tell the Muslim Messiah, you are the real Messiah, not me.
Yeah, that's just sick.
And that Jesus, it is sick, but mm-hmm. they believe it. And yeah. that is the problem.
Right.
And they believe that Jesus is going to help the Muslim Messiah to annihilate and life Christians and Jews.
Yes. Well, we've been talking to Pilar Blanco Pena, tour guide in Israel. Pilar, thank you so much for coming on today. We have lots of calls. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. You can always reach me, Pastor Jeff at FromHisHeart.org. I can get those questions to Pilar if you'd like me to. Hey, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American